Was in room 2806, a $3,000 a night luxury suite at this hotel behind me where the alleged incident took place Saturday. Arraignment is set later this morning for Dominic Strauss-Kahn, a man who just 2 days ago was in charge of the world's most powerful financial institution. Well, this morning, instead of navigating through Europe's debt crisis, he'll be trying to navigate through the U.S. court system.
Once seen as a legitimate contender to be France's next president, Dominic Strauss-Kahn wore a scowl and new handcuffs last night, charged with three crimes.
Attempted rape, criminal sex act, and unlawful imprisonment.
As he was driven to a New York hospital for forensic testing, his attorneys addressed the charges.
He intends to vigorously defend these charges, and he denies any wrongdoing.
Hours earlier, he was identified in a police lineup by a hotel housekeeper who says he sexually assaulted her Saturday afternoon inside this hotel suite. Police say at 1 p.m. Saturday, a hotel housekeeper entered room 2806 at the Sofitel in Manhattan, a luxury $3,000 per night multi-room suite. Inside, 62-year-old Strauss-Kahn allegedly came out of the bathroom naked, chased her through those rooms, forced her to perform a sex act, and tried to tear off her underwear. She escaped and notified hotel staff, who immediately called the police. In the room, police found his cell phone. He'd left in a hurry, but called the hotel, asking for the phone to be brought to him at JFK. The New York Police Department gave that information to Port Authority Police at JFK Airport. And just as doors were closing for takeoff, they boarded the plane and arrested him. Strauss-Kahn lives with his American-born wife, Anne Sinclair, his third wife, at this home in Washington. She is one of France's most prominent television journalists. And it's not the first time allegations of sexual escapades have surfaced. In 2002, a French journalist claimed she had to fight him off while interviewing him for a book she was writing. Here she says, it ended really badly because we got into a fight and ended up quite violently because I clearly told him, but real violence, you know, not just a slap in the face. We really actually fought each other. I kicked him and he unhooked my bra. He tried unzipping my jeans. And in 2008, the married father of four had an affair with a fellow economist, earning him the nickname the Great Seducer. Today, his wife is standing by her man. In a statement, she says she doesn't believe the accusations and that, quote, I have no doubt his innocence will be established.
Incidentally, Strauss-Kahn's wife came to his defense following the revelation of that affair with the subordinate back in 2008. George, we hear she's on her way to New York from their home in Paris to once again stand by her man.